almost 75 million euro in commercial rates will be paid from wind farms this year, an increase of almost 5.6 million euro in 12 months to local authorities. Analysis by Halpins on behalf of Wind Energy Ireland shows that annual rates payments from wind farms have increased from 69.27 million in March of last year to 74.87 million in March of this year. Those are figures just released, just out this morning, in fact. And it's fairly prescient that my next guest, Independent Councillor Charlie Farrelly, I should say, has a question down for this morning's meeting of Kerry County Council, asking how much rates are coming from wind farms to Kerry County Council. He's with me on the line. Charlie, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Gerry. And I had no premonition of this statistics coming out this morning.
Well, you're very timely, Charlie. 75 million is the amount coming in the last year, I should say, nationally from wind farms. I wonder how much. A lot of that has to come to Kerry, I'd imagine, because we have so many. So why did you put the motion in, I suppose? What are you looking for here?
A couple of reasons, Gerry, I put the motion in. Wind farms in the Castle and Ely area where I represent, we have just short of 50% of all the turbines in Kerry. So I wanted to find out what percentage, what the rates the Kerry County Council were collecting, and then I would be able to determine how much the rates were coming from the Castle Island area, so that we could always be saying, look at, match funding is there, we are contributing, our area is contributing. And I was never against wind farms, never in my life was I against wind farms, as long as there was consultation. And a lot of the people are saying, a lot of my constituents are saying to me, oh, sure, look at all the wind turbines and we're not getting any. I said, yeah, we are getting something off them. We are getting something off them. We're getting 600,000, I think, is some of the wind farms have paid back to the community, to the local communities. And I wanted to find out, to be able to tell these people who are saying, oh, look, at we have turbines all over the place and we're not getting anything back. And I want to find out exactly how much we are getting back. And that's the reason, Gerry, that the motion went in. I presume, yeah. I think we're getting maybe about 10 or 12 million or something like that in rates. But I want to find out the exact figure.
Yeah, and to know what that is and how that informs our policies going forward, but also it informs, you know, the what makes the county tick, the amount of money that goes into Kerry County Council to pay for services throughout the year.
Yeah, look, the Kerry County Council, to me, are doing a fantastic job with the limited amount of money that is coming, a lot of money coming for roads and stuff from central government. But this is all taxpayers' money. Anything that you never hear of a grant for this or a grant for that, it's a grant, it's taxpayers' money that's funding that grant. And I wanted to find out, Kerry has its fair share. Kerry has nearly 13% of the overall national output for wind turbines. You have counties like, we say, Kildare, big county. I don't know what you're up at the match the weekend. Vast.
No, I was at a blitz in Giligula all day, so I couldn't make it.
And you'll be heading to Killarney next week, and the business people in Killarney licking their lips this morning. But going back to Kildare, a vast county of top agricultural land, and not one turbine in Kildare, in Kildare, none in Longford, none in Westmead. So Kerry is really, they have really come up to the mark here regarding providing production for the national grid, which, as I say, is 13%. But the Castle Island Ely area, for Kerry, we're producing half of them turbines. It's just short of 50% of the turbines are based in our area, and that's why I want to find out how much rates are coming back and what that Castle Island Ely area.
Do you think, Charlie? I think I know the answer to this question I'm going to ask you. I'm not sure the council can do it this way in terms of manager finance, but do you think there should be some sort of recognition for the amount of turbines in a particular area in terms of the amount of rates that get spent in that area?
Of course, and this is one of the things I'm trying to get at, Gerry. If for argument's sake that there's, and I'm thinking in my head that there's something in the region of 11 to 11.5 million coming back to the council in rates. And half of that is being generated, and half of that rates valuation is generated in the Castle Island area. So 5 to 5.5 million is being generated in the Castle Island area, and I want to see that money really being invested. I want to see it invested in Kerry. I want to see all the money invested in Kerry, which it is with Kerry County Council. But I want to see Castle Island getting its fair share of it. There was one wind farm, for argument's sake, I think they have 28 or 30 turbines, up on the top of near Ballydesmond in Cordell, and there wasn't one objection when they put in that wind farm. Not one objection. And I want to see it. I know that the wind farm people, Cordell Wind Farm Limited, give money back to the local clubs and community centre and all the rest when they request it. And a lot of the turbine crowd, they advertise for funding. But I want to see the castle in LEA in future. If I can find out how much is coming, I want to be able to say, well, look, no problem match funding a job here that's the government are proposing, because we have 5 million or 5.5 million coming back from the Castle Island area. That's what I'm trying, the root of what I'm trying to get at, Jerry.
Okay. All right, Charlie, listen, we'll leave it there. We'll see what the numbers are when you get them today. But thanks very much for taking time to talk to me about that in the programme this morning. That's Independent Councillor Charlie Farrelly talking to me there about his motion in this morning to find out how much rates gets collected from, how much rates, level of rates, what level of rates are collected by Kerry County Council every year.